Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. This week, we have a story by Andrew Knott, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Lego Club with One-Year-Old, a hot new fitness trend. If you're looking to shake up your fitness regimen this summer, I can't recommend Lego Club highly enough. That's right. Skip the gym. Step off the treadmill. Get out of the pool and head over to your local public library this summer. Once you get there, it's easy. All you have to do is consult the activity schedule, locate the correct room when you arrive at the appointed time, and bring along a one-year-old. This last part is key. If you don't have a one-year-old handy, just let me know. I'd be happy to lend you mine. On our first trip to Lego Club, we arrived at the library and promptly loitered around in the kids section, hoping to overhear something about Lego Club. After only 10 minutes of waiting, boom, a boy asked the children's librarian if Lego Club was meeting today. She said, yes, it's downstairs. We headed downstairs, and then back up the stairs so we could use the elevator, and then back up the stairs again because the one-year-old got loose and made a break for it. This is what you call foreshadowing. Lego Club meets in a large room with three rows of tables in the middle and chairs lining the walls. The middle table has bins brimming with tiny Lego pieces organized by color. The surrounding tables had thin, flat Lego squares to serve as bases for the Lego creations. The challenge was to build something spooky. There were no further instructions or guidance. The person in charge just told us to have at it. As we approached the Lego table, the one-year-old caught sight of the rows of nearly overflowing bins and nearly levitated out of sheer delight. This was her moment. I could tell she was picturing herself grabbing the bins one by one and slowly pouring them on her head until she was buried beneath a rainbow Lego pile. And hence, my hour-long workout began. Lego Club with a one-year-old is pretty much the same as CrossFit. Full disclosure, I don't know what CrossFit is. There is even music. Not loud, pulsing music, though, because, you know, library. The soundtrack is a bit more understated and lends a certain ambience to the chasing, lifting, and panicked hand-grabbing. The first rule of Lego Club is that you never take your eyes off the one-year-old. Even if you have to help out with Lego collection or spooky project design, one eye must stay trained on the wrecking ball, the sudden sprints you will have to do to intercept her from destroying a stranger child's terrible Lego creation or stop her from creating a Lego mountain on the floor will build your acceleration and work your quads. The second rule of Lego Club is that you never take your eyes off the one-year-old. When she wanders out the door into the lobby 1,000 times, you have to follow her. Every time. Of course, if you let her make it to the stairs a couple times, in addition to getting your cardio in, you can do some calf raises as you follow behind her. The third rule of Lego Club is that you never take your eyes off the one-year-old. Most of your workout will be less exciting. You will spend it zigzagging around the room, dodging children and adults who don't acknowledge your existence. Thankfully, this isn't a complaint at all. Subtly deflecting inquisitive hands and redirecting them towards less destructive tasks. This will build up your endurance, agility, and ability to tolerate extreme boredom. The last rule of Lego Club is that you never take your eyes off the one-year-old. Lest your upper body get jealous of all the exercise your legs and cardiovascular system have been getting, there is also a lot of lifting. Think of it as walking deadlifts where the item being lifted is very wriggly and easily angered. Your biceps and back will be screaming for mercy by the time you're done. I am happy to report that I did not break any of the Lego Club rules. Also, I signed up for an Ironman triathlon on the way home. Lego Club meets once a month, so I should be ready to do whatever it is that Ironman triathletes do by the fall. Are you ready to build a better body? It's Lego Club time. Let's do this. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.